You said at one time your granddaddy, he used to be a driver, or...
With the George Ray Power Company when they had the Atlanta Transit System.
What'd you call the things he drove?
Streetcars.
Uh-huh. You say they were horse-drawn?
When he first started with them, it was horse-drawn.
And what happened then?
Then it became electric trolleys.
Oh, yeah.
He drove them.
If you were on the trolley, and you wanted to, your stop was coming up.
Well, you reach up and ring the bell?
Yeah.
To get off?
Or if you were standing up beside the driver, as in a bus, and you didn't want to reach up and ring the bell, and you wanted to get off
the station. Next stop.
Yeah.
Or two stops.
And what would be the sentence you'd use? You'd say,
let me off the next stop.
Mm-hmm. We're in DeKalb County. Yeah. Here in DeKalb County, Decatur is the what?
Oh, it's the county seat.
Mm-hmm. Who pays the postmaster?
Federal government, I believe.
The police in town are supposed to maintain what?
Law and order.
What do you call the war between the North and the South?
Civil War.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
War between states.
Before they had the electric chair and the gas chamber, murderers were what?
Hanged. You know, they hang one serviceman. See, I was in the military police. You know.
Yeah.
They court-martialed him and gave him a death sentence, and they carried it out, and he was hanged.
Where was this done?
Guadalcanal. And the strange part about him, I was prison sergeant over the American prisoners. I had 20 men that had the death penalty on me at one time. And this was the best prison I had. You can't work with American prisoner while he's on the death sentence. And this fellow would come to me every morning. He was a black man from Virginia, where he was. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Sergeant, send me out on work detail this morning. I can do something for my country." And when the execution squad came out, the order, see that, all that, if he's court-martialed, given the death sentence, they have to go to, the court-martial has to designate the type of punishment, where, death penalty, what kind. Where and time and all that, and then it has to come to Washington, be duly approved, and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the only one that came back, duly approved. And they hanged him, and when I saw the executing squad up on the board, my name was on it.
Mm.
And I says, "I got to get off this, I don't believe in this." So I went to the first sergeant, only way I could get off and get somebody to, I pulled his shift so he could, guard shift so he'd take my place. Wow. Of course, we didn't, you know, I wouldn't have had to pull the trigger to throw the trap or anything. I just have to be on guard duty around. But I just didn't want any part of it.
Yeah, I can see why.
Because he was a good man. I remember what he was convicted of.
What?
He had trouble with his first sergeant, and you know it was real thick down there. His first sergeant had quarters down there. He walked down his path, and this fellow had some trouble with his first sergeant. And he lay in ambush with a rifle and shot this man, and it wasn't the first sergeant. It was an innocent man. Killed him. And they proved premeditated murder on him. And they did hang him.
You think he really did it?
Oh, yeah, he said he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did you ever have any of the prisoners commit suicide in their own cells?
Not under me, dog. Not
under me. Did you ever hear of it?
Don't believe I did.
If somebody were going to do that on a federal prison or something, how would you usually go about doing it? Say if you had a belt or a rope handy?
Oh, they most of them hang themselves. I'll get a hold of a sharp instrument and slit their wrist and bleed to death, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Must be a horrible death.
It must be. I don't know. It seems like a short way to fall to do it yourself.